This has expired. The hour of recess has expired. The Senate is now back in session. Senator from the 23rd.
We'll go to the order of business of announcements.
Seeing no objections, announcements.
Thank you, Mr. President. There, my wonderful staff in my legislative office, Kim and Rose, have made cookies and brownies. And for all to enjoy, they're certainly more than I could ever eat. So I welcome anyone to come by the office and enjoy a birthday brownie or cookie, and I thank them for preparing those cookies and brownies. And outside of that, I will be making a recess motion until 4 p.m.
Further announcements. Further announcements. The senior senator from St. Charles is recognized for an announcement.
Action, Mr. President. Can I speak on a point of personal privilege?
The senator from St. Charles has been recognized for a point of personal privilege. Proceed.
Mr. President, it has come to my attention. Last week was Bill LaRue's birthday. And I had planned on speaking.
Sergeant at Arms, could you please summon Bill LaRue to stay in the chamber?
He needs to be in here. Mr. President, I had planned on speaking on a point of personal privilege. Then I started researching some things about Mr. LaRue. I quickly realized that, you know, last week I needed more time to kind of do some digging and find out who really is this person. You see, LaRue is a French name, and it means Rue, R-O-U-S, which means red or red-haired, or a nickname for someone with red hair. So that got me thinking that really doesn't fit our friend Bill LaRue. No matter how much Grecian formula hair dye he uses. So I started to dig and dig and dig, and Mr. President, you will not believe what I found. So I began to trace his origins. So the first place I had to do is I had to find his birth certificate. First, you see, I asked Bill for a copy, and he refused, and he refused. Then the other doormen started to ridicule me for asking for it. Then they even attacked me for asking to see his birth certificate. But you know, Mr. President, I'm persistent, and I kept asking and asking. And finally, Mr. President, Mr. LaRue, he handed me some illegible piece of paper that looked like my son Scotty had created it in kindergarten, been copied 100 times, and smelled like a mixture of High Karate and Old Spice. So I got a little suspicious, Mr. President. So immediately, I called the experts. I called Tim Jones and Cynthia Davis for help. I'm sorry I was late. Mr. President, a few minutes late this morning, you see, my flight back from Hawaii just landed where I obtained this, Mr. President. This is the original copy of Bill LaRue's birth certificate, and included in here is his family history. I haven't even opened this yet, Mr. President, because I wanted to wait and share the excitement with everybody in this room. So here it goes. This is interesting. Allow me to read, Mr. President. It says here that Bill LaRue was born, wait for it, in the hospital. Now, this man must have some serious power, Mr. President, to have his birth certificate say that's where he was born. So let's keep reading. All right, so after being born into immense wealth and privilege, Billy, as he was called as a child, always wanted to make a difference, so he became a Hollywood child star liberal activist. You might remember him from such great roles as Joe the Policeman from the What's Happening episode of Who's Your Mama? Then he became Macaulay Culkin's body double in the Home Alone series. And as a child, after he left acting, he became Corey Haim's hairstylist. He revived his acting career on the TV show The Love Boat, where he was the only other bartender on the ship besides Isaac. Then after retiring from acting, Mr. President, he moved to Missouri to fulfill his lifelong dream of being a doorman for Gary Nodler. But before he was given that amazing position, he had to start out as an entry-level position in state government. That is where he became the safety supervisor at TomSoc. And after that job abruptly ended, Mr. President, he became the chief tester for E. coli in the governor's pool. Shortly after that job, he then became the secretary of the Senate, Ms. Spieler's personal driver, a role in which he cherished and later wrote the screenplay for Driving Miss Daisy. So after using the proceeds from his screenplay, he invested heavily in stopping the proliferation of cat juggling that has been sweeping the nation. He's even been featured on a centerfold issue of Cat Fancy magazine. So with that notoriety, he was given the position of doorman in the Missouri Senate, where he's barely held this job, and we all know he's just a heartbeat away from being let go at a moment's notice. But we can rest assured that Bill LaRue is our favorite red-headed doorman, and we wish him a happy belated birthday.
Hear, hear. Happy birthday, Bill LaRue. Senator from the Second, thank you very much for that truthful birthday tribute that you just gave. Further announcements. The junior senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. If there are messages from the House, would you please have those read?
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 715, an act relating to the state militia, with House Amendment 1 and House Amendment 2, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, the House has taken up and adopted Senate Concurrent Resolution 25. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 4 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are in recess to 4 p.m. this day.